Galbally are representing Tyrone this weekend in the Ullernan Fela, which will be held in Derry for the first time in its 29-year history. Kevin Kelly's part of the five-man management team that will look after these young footballers of the future, and he says it's a great achievement for a rural side such as Galbally to be representing Tyrone at Ullernan level.
Great achievement, Paddy. It's something I suppose you've dreamt about over the years, but you know, this last couple of seasons there, when you had a talented bunch of lads coming along, and you know, last year I suppose they sowed the seeds when they won the under-13s, and they've sort of kicked on from that, Paddy. They've won the under-14 Tyrone Fela and the league. Very unfortunate that to beat Clonoe in the championship final, although fair dues to Clonoe, they deserve the victory the way they come back. But I suppose it's been a gradual process over the past 4 or 5 years, and I say everybody's really, really looking forward to it.
You're part of a big management team there who's been with this team now for several years, Kevin.
Yeah, there's actually five of us involved, Paddy. We've been there, we've had them from, they've been under eight, there's myself and Plunkett Quinn, my brother Brian, Seamus McGrew and Paul Kerr, and as I say, we sort of know the lads inside out. We had them from their under eight level, and you know, taking them at various blitzes and tournaments and things like that there. And I suppose you can never be sure how lads have developed, but as I said earlier there, you know, we sort of realised that we had a special group of lads coming along, and Derry, everybody talks about the Fela, it's a new experience for us all. We're all looking forward to it, and we just hope that we can go along and do the club and the county proud.
Plenty of support, Kevin, I'm sure, as well, from not only the Galbally parish but throughout Tyrone.
Well, that's it. We met there last night, we're training tonight. Everything's in place at the moment. A lot of people behind the scenes, a lot of men and women, I'd have to say, behind the scenes, parents and everybody all weighing in and doing their bit. And as I say, there's a lot of buzz about it at the moment. We are trying to, when we did win the Tyrone Fela a couple of months ago, beating Oman in the final, we tried to sort of put it to the back of our minds because we're still in the league and championship to focus on. But I suppose this last week or two now, it's really kicked off. And as I say earlier, you know, we're looking forward to heading down to Dungiven now on Friday morning, and all systems go.
Losing to Clonoe was a devastating blow for yourselves, but perhaps it's made you more focused and more hungry now for success.
Well, I would say it probably is, Paddy. At the time, and I suppose it's still fresh, it was only a fortnight ago, and for this group of lads, it was the first defeat. It was the first defeat that they experienced in Grade 1 football in 2 years, which was a tremendous record, but I suppose it was going to go sometime. And as I say, the lads were bitterly disappointed after being 10 points up at one stage against Clonoe. But I think they've got over that with a challenge match there at the weekend. And as I said to them, you know, people will forget about the championship final if we can go down and do the business in Derry, although we're under no illusions as to the task facing us. But I'd be fairly confident that we can give a good account of ourselves.
It's a great weekend, the Fela weekend, of course, Kevin, and I'm sure you've heard plenty of tales down through the years from players who have been there and made friendships for life. It's not just about football, it is about friendship, and it is about fun as well.
Well, that's it, Paddy. The lads are going to get an opportunity now to mingle with lads their own age from all over the country, and, you know, it's an opportunity that only comes around, I suppose, at under-14 level. As I was saying to the boys, you know, you only get a chance to represent, you know, and an All-Ireland Shays is on the 14 level and senior level, and obviously there's a lot of work to be done to get to that stage at senior level. But you know, on the 14 level is an opportunity to grasp the metal, so to speak. And as you said there, quite rightly so, you know, there's going to be lads from all over Ireland there. There'll probably be friendships, you know, made next weekend that'll probably, you know, continue into their senior careers and that there. And as I say, that's what it's all about. It's, you're going to be meeting people from different areas and that, and you know, making friendships and all that. Of course, the football's going to be number one at the end of the day, but as long as everybody goes down and the weather's good and they give their best, that's all we're hoping for.